This is a brief summary of the Shir for Simon Tov Kuf Aleph, Tziv Aleph, and Beis. En mevakin etzim min hakoyros, you may not split, break woods from beams. So you have construction beams, which were used for building purposes, and then you've got some leftover woods. You can't use those. And split them and break them to use them for firewoods. And mevakin etzim min hakoyros she'omdos lebinyan, they're used for building construction purposes. They're considered mukta. Similarly, you're not allowed to use v'lo mekoyros she'nish bo b'yom tov, similarly a beam which broke on yom tov, those are also mukta, and you may not use them for firewoods. Ve'afilu even im hoiso, if he was u'om erev yom tov, and if he was shaky before yom tov, and it looked like he might be breaking any minute, ve'kroivo lishav, it was about to break. Nevertheless, you're not allowed to use these woods on yom tov for firewood. Avol, but im nishbam erev yom tov, if you broke before yom tov, so you've got these construction beams which broke before yom tov. You're allowed to use it, even if you can even if you can't use them the way they are, but you've got to break it and split it into smaller pieces. You're allowed to break them into larger than normal pieces, but you're allowed to split it. But don't use a regular axe. Don't use a sickle. Not a saw. Only keli you have to use to split those woods. Pekupitz is with a knife, a butcher's knife. Perish second shall cut off a knife which the butchers tend to use. They normally have two heads, two sides. For domik that's the kardom. So it looks a little bit like an axe because it's two-sided. So it's not a regular kind of utensil that you normally use when you're splitting wood. It's the butchers. Now, butchers also have fairly hard knives because they've got to break through the bones. And that's the butcher's knife that you'll have to use. It's irregular. It's going to do its job, but it's not the usual way of splitting woods. With a tzad akotz on one side, shaloi, of this axe, or rather of this knife. You'll have to use the smaller, i.e. narrow side of this knife and not the stronger, bigger, larger side. They've got two sides. You have to use the smaller one, which is, again, to show that you're not using the usual manner. So it's a butcher's knife, and within the butcher's knife, using the side which is not as sharp and strong. Forbid this, even with this butcher's knife, because we're not quite sure exactly what the butcher's knife is. There's various sorts, various types. We don't want to get this wrong, since only that particular knife is permitted. Only that one is the one which you're allowed to use for cutting woods. Only the butcher's knife. And we're not sure what is exactly the definition of butcher's knife. Some refrain from it, and some say you're not allowed to. For lo yatir lo besakenes, you can only use a regular knife. So we are understanding that generally don't use woods, don't split them, don't use woods which are meant for construction because they're mukta, and don't use woods which broke on Yom Tov because they are mukta. However, if you've got an item which broke before Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov, before Yom Tov, then you're allowed to use those for firewoods. Even if something was very, very shaky and looked like it was going to break, but it actually physically only broke on Yom Tov, nonetheless you can't use it. Only if literally broke before Yom Tov. Within that, if you've got a wood which broke before Yom Tov, you can only use a butcher's knife, not the regular utensils. Only a butcher's knife can be used. And even to a butcher's knife, some refrain from using because we're not quite sure exactly what the definition of a butcher's knife is, halachically. Eitzim gedolim siv beis, woods of larger woods, veruim lasoka, larger woods which can still are not huge, can still be thrown into the oven, ploibiko, without splitting, without breaking. They are large, but not extremely large, and you can throw them in the way they are. So loivaka klal, don't cut them. Vafila shabam biyad, and even breaking with hands, yesh mishoy some forbid, because at the end of the day you can use them like this. It's a bit large, it's a bit big, it's a bit unusual, but they still fit in the oven. So use them like this and don't break them into smaller pieces.